I want to talk about problems. Now, before we start, I want to tell you that I have a super lofty goal in mind with this particular video. My hope is to destroy your current mental model about problems. You are likely believing the wrong thing about problems altogether. And I want to like disrupt your current thinking about how you view what most people call problems. Now, listen, I'm filming this video in the middle of a global pandemic. And this video right now, boy, it could be viewed 3 years from now. But I just don't think that the coronavirus will soon be forgotten. So here it is. It's here. It's in this moment, in the corona, that I want to begin to disrupt and even shatter your idea and your preconceived notion about this idea or concept of problems. Now listen, only after I have deconstructed your current thought patterns about problems will I begin to seek to rebuild your view of problems. Okay, here we go. Brace yourself. The coronavirus is not the problem. The coronavirus only brought about the conditions that exposed the hidden issues existing within our organizations and lives. Corona is not the problem. Corona was, however, the singular force that showed us where we were weak and unprepared. Our unpreparedness is the problem. Corona just exposed our weaknesses. Now, think about this situation as a tea bag and some hot water. You don't honestly know what's inside of that tea bag until you put it inside of hot water. In the same way, we did not know what was truly inside of our organizations until they were placed in hot water. The coronavirus was that hot water, and that hot water has the means of determining and revealing what was inside of your tea bag all along. Boom, the virus hits. Did you have true disciples, or did you have just a whole bunch of names on a roster? Boom, coronavirus hits. It likely exposed that reality. Who did you really have? Did you have a system built for 21st century technology, or was your ministry kind of avoiding digital and kind of reliant upon analog? Well, this unpreparedness or this preparedness was only realized when an outside source or force, the coronavirus, came knocking at the door. The coronavirus is not the problem. It is only the grand revealer of what your church and your team were truly made of. You see, outside forces only shine a light on inside problems. External forces are often painful spotlights, and they showcase our structural inadequacies, our personal moral flabbiness, and our unpreparedness. Now, let me share it this way. When you do certain physical tasks, you all of a sudden discover like some weird muscle groups that have clearly not been used in a really long time, and you like are oddly sore in these bizarre spaces. Often you see these outside forces, they showcase our atrophied organizational muscles. This organizational soreness, or even catastrophic breakdowns, it exposes where those are. If you're experiencing a problem inside your ministry, it is because you do not have a system or structure in place to deal with it. We aren't prepared. Well, where aren't we prepared? What do we need to have ready? What don't we have ready? Who is not in place? Now, these and other questions are going to arise as some outside force, previously called a problem, it helps reveal these weak spots in our ministries. Now, I got to tell you, this happened. This happened with the first century church. They quickly realized that they were not prepared to deal with widows in a healthy way. The inequity of care that was being provided revealed a missing link in their ability to properly administer God's help and grace. The unmet needs of the widows helped show where the structural shoring up was needed. Hear me out. Solutions and systems that work for a congregation of 200, they are likely not going to work for a congregation of 450. There are breaking points. There are limits to our ability to minister effectively. Listen, when someone or something When something does not go right, it simply showcases what areas need growth. Our problem is the system. Our problem is not the external force. Now, in the auto industry, there are these certain types of really crazy engineers, and they have this like odd and elaborate set of stress tests. And they do this from everything from car doors to radio buttons to distributor caps. And their task is to determine if the on-off switch on the radio can sustain 60,000 on and offs and not break. They like set up a system by which they repeatedly open a car door 100,000 times to find out which component in the system fails first. Listen to me. It's not a matter of if it will break. It is a matter of when it will break and which cog in the wheel broke first. In our ministries, we can theorize how the flock and the care of the flock will happen. We can predict which way the nursery check-in line should go, and we can imagine how the sign-up for providing and delivering new moms with home-cooked meals will play out. But it is only when we plug in real people that we see the breaking points of our ability to effectively execute. Simply stated, we discover the problems. Therefore, a problem that arises in the nursery check-in line proves or disproves the health of your or my system. Now, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I want to get really, really, really practical. Let's imagine, take a random Sunday, right? Let's take the nursery check-in situation, and you realize that the current way of doing check-in is cumbersome and is causing major frustration amongst young families. They are getting anxious and they're getting angry. Stop. Their major frustration is not the problem. That is the indicator that our process has a problem. Could it be that the long and painful line is an issue of too few check-in stations? Fantastic. That would be a hardware problem. Or is the issue one of an inadequate number of trained helpers to change out the sticker printer? Okay, that would be a training problem. Or could it be that the real bottleneck is simply an issue of separating your check-in machines, giving space to families carrying car seats, diaper bags, and managing older siblings? This would be a flow of traffic problem. Listen, it could literally be that the feeling of chaos only exists from crowded conditions and not a lack of manpower and not a computer hardware issue. You see, an external issue, frustration in young parents, helps us to see where internal tweaks need to be happened. Our internal stuff, that's the problem. Now, I challenge you to reread this account found in Acts 6 and look at it with fresh eyes from the lens of a church administrator. You see, the solution required more godly people to be involved. A small tweak would not cut it in that Acts 6 situation. Thus, the first deacons were born. You see, external forces, formerly referred to as problems, are our friends. Take some time right now to reread the scriptures and examine your ministry and examine where your idea in your area and something outside is causing an indication where there could be organizational growth.